Waiting on our host, Brother Six Eyes, but we want to say welcome one, welcome all to the program tonight, especially our surrounding cities and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. You are listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just press the number one, join the conversation. We'll be glad to hear from you. And just want to let you know, you can always get a copy of the program very easily. You got several options. You could go to blogtalkradio.com/sixeyes. That's blogtalkradio.com/sixeyes. And just look right there for where it says My Daddy's Records. You could also go on Apple Podcasts, on your smartphone or tablet, and just type in two simple words. Six Eyes, that's SIXEYES, space radio, RADIO. Click enter. Two results will pop up. Six Eyes Radio, that's this station, station one. And, of course, Six Eyes Radio Network 2, that is our station 2, our affiliate. And you'll want to get both, subscribe to both, and download them to your device so you can get all the great programming that we have here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. And if you have the means, we'd love to appreciate a love gift from you, because it does not cost you nothing to listen, but hey, it does cost us to stay on the air, so we would appreciate a love gift from you, and that's easily done. Two options. You have PayPal, and if you're a PayPal user, just go to PayPal, enter the email address, 6i6@gmail.com. That's SIXEYES, digit number 6@gmail.com. Again, SIXEYES, digit number 6@gmail.com. If you're a Cash App user, just go to Cash App, enter $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4. Again, $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4. And in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. All right, Ruth, has our host showed up yet?
Not yet, sweet.
Okay. Well, let's see what we can do to get some music going here while we wait on him. All right.
Get back to your body. Change? Shit. I guess change is good for any of us. Whatever it takes for any of y'all niggas to get up out the hood. Shit, I'm with you. I ain't mad at you. Got nothing but love for you. Do your thing, boy. Yeah. All the homies that I ain't talked to in a while, I'ma send this one out for y'all. Know what I mean? Cause I ain't mad at you. Heard y'all tearing up shit out there. Kicking up dust, giving a motherfuck. Yeah, niggas. Cause I ain't mad at you. Now we was once two niggas of the same kind. Quick to holler at a hoochie with the same line. You was just a little smaller, but you still roll. Got stressed to YA and hit the hood swole. Remember when you had a Jerry curl, didn't quite learn. On the block with your Glock, tripping off Sherm. Collect calls to the tilt, saying how you changed. Oh, you a Muslim now, no more dope game. Heard you might be coming home, just got bail. Wanna go to the mosque and wanna chase tail. It seems I lost my little homie, he's a changed man. It's depending now, no sinning, it's a game plan. When I talk about money, all you see is the struggle. When I tell you I'm living large, you tell me it's trouble. Congratulations on the wedding, I hope you're right. No, she got a cause I'm just laughing at you. You trying hard to maintain, then go ahead, cause I ain't mad at you. And cousins fighting, playing dozens, old neighborhood buzzing. Knowing that we buzzing, used to catch us on the roof or behind the stairs. I'm getting rich and I reminisce on all the time we said. Besides bumping and grinding, wasn't nothing on our mind. In time, we learned to live a life of crime. We grind us back to a time was much too young enough. I caught a felony loving the way it does blow. And even though we separated, you said that you waited. Don't get nobody no coochie while I be locked up state. I kiss my mama goodbye. Wipe the tears from my lonely eye. Said I'll return, but I gotta fight to fix the ride. Don't shed a tear, cause mama, I ain't happy here. I feel trial, no more smiles for a couple years. They got me going mad, I'm knocking busters on their backs. In my cell, picking hell, I know one day I'll be back. As soon as I touch down, I told my girl I'll be there, so prepare to get fucked down. The homies wanna kick it, but I'm just laughing at you. Cause you's a down ass bitch, and I ain't mad at you. Went from a nobody nigga to the big man on the block. He's Mr. Local Celebrity, addicted to moving G, most hated by enemies, escaping the luxury. See, first you was our nigga, but you made it, so the choice is made. Now we gotta slay you while you faded. In the younger days, so full of pain when the weapons blade. Getting so high off that bomb, hoping we make it to the better days. Cause rhyme pays, and in time, you'll find a rhyme ablaze. You'll feel the fire from the niggas in my younger days. So many changed on me, so many try to plot. But I keep a block inside my head, when will it stop? Shall God return me to my essence? Cause even as an adolescent, I refuse to be a convalescent. So many questions and they ask me if I'm still down. I moved up out of the ghetto, so I ain't real now. They got so much to say, but I'm just laughing at you. You niggas just don't know, but I ain't mad at you.
All right, now we're going to go and play, as part of My Daddy's Remote, a Little House episode. In fact, it's the very first one that was done. It's called the premiere movie.
Are. And you and the children are my family.
Oh, Nichols, I love you.
If I had a remembrance book, I would mark down how it was when we left a little house in the big woods to go west to Indian Territory. We had to go, Pa said, because so many people had come to live in the big woods. There wasn't enough game anymore for him to hunt, and he feared we might go hungry.
Thank you.
Grandma and Grandpa, Aunt Dulcie and Aunt Ruby, and Uncle George. Though it made me sad, I still thought it a fine thing to go where there had never been a road before. The land was more bountiful, he said, and he sold our house and land and cow and packed whatever would fit in the wagon. I was glad Pa took his fiddle, for it makes a joyful sound.
Horses, Pa. I don't have fiber. It's too worn out to go on. The kind of straight for the boys.
What happened to all
of us? Oh, some farm will come along by and they'll thrive again.
Stop your fretting. We're going to have three ponies by midsummer.
You want to buy another one?
Nope.
They're going to have a baby.
That's right. We're going to have a foal. Hey, Carolyn. Is that ready?
We're ready. Laundry's all dry.
Good.
They look like sturdy little animals.
They are. We made a good trade.
Can we get a name, Pa?
Sure, I think we should, seeing as they're part of the family, then.
I want to call this one Patty.
Patty it is.
Better name this one Pat. He's a boy.
Nora.
Child would be in a heap of trouble if she didn't know the difference between boys and girls.
Really, Charles?
Pat and Patty it is. Everybody up and away. Go, me love. Everybody all set back there?
Yeah.
All right. Kansas, here we come.
Close?
I don't see why not. Maybe swell on the spring rain. She can tow wagons across here before when the wheel ruts running through.
Why is it so wild?
Don't worry. Wagon's down, the ponies are stout. We'll be all right. Oh.
Didn't you find Jack, Pa?
No.
You think he drowned, Charles?
Looks like it.
We can look again tomorrow.
I followed the river for miles. He's gone. So now we're going to manage without a good watchdog.
All but Laura. How much longer, Charles?
Shall we settle? I don't know.
We crossed into Kansas 4 days ago. What are you looking for?
I'll know when I see it.
But the children are tired, and the joy seems to have gone out of all of us.
It'll pass, Carolyn. We had no future where we were. It was a hand-to-mouth existence at best. I want more than that for you and the children. 160 acres free and clear from the government. Chance to plant and harvest my own crops, to be owing to no man. I want that.
I heard something.
It's all right, just the wind through the grass.
It wasn't the wind.
How did he find us?
Instinct. Love. We thank you, Lord, for bringing our dear and good friend back to us.
Sorry for thinking he didn't care about Jack and Rose.
didn't care. I blame myself for not putting him in the wagon when we crossed. Should have taken into account how tired he was. I was just full of guilt for letting him drown.
But you only said you were sorry we didn't have a good watchdog anymore.
I guess I just couldn't find the words to say it was in my heart.
I shall not argue before breakfast.
It's not my turn.
No, not a bee.
There's no need to forget your manners. Because we're hundreds of miles from civilized folks.
There's the folks in Independence that take too kindly to hearing you call them civilized.
Independence?
Mm-hmm.
Are we near there?
Looks like bigger, maybe 40, 50 miles away.
I can hardly wait to get there.
We're not going there.
Why not? Oh, it would be so good to see a town and people again.
Well, we didn't come all this way to see a town.
What's the matter with Pa?
Just tired. Like the rest of us. Right in a minute.
Both yours are rested now.
never should let you do it.
I'm all right, I said. You can't raise the walls by yourself.
I should have settled with it. There was no man to give me a hand. It's my fault for bringing me out here.
It's not your fault.
Yes, it is. We're out here because it's where I want to be. Take you away from your home, your family.
Now that's nonsense. My home is where you are. You and the children are my family.
Don Ingalls, I love you. Thank you.
There's another thing. I don't see how the girls can grow up properly without going to church.
I don't see how they can get closer to God than they are right here. Stop worrying. Everything's going to be fine.
Even think I can talk. Get along,
honey.
She'll do fine, won't she, Pop?
You bet she will, Evelyn. to me like you're going to do a heap of washing tomorrow.
You're going to have to bring some water from the creek.
It'd be a lot easier if you could down and wash the clothes at the creek like Indian women do.
If I wanted to live like an Indian, I'd live in a tent.
Wait, you'd be the cleanest tent in the territory.
When will we see some Indians, huh?
Never, I hope. My sentiments, exactly. Don't even mention Indians. I hope I never see one.
And why did we come to Indian territory?
I suppose it does sound pretty foolish, coming to Indian territory and hoping you'll never see an Indian. I wish we could like the folks, Charles. They must be wondering how we fared.
Then write.
How would I post it?
I'll post it for you when I go to Independence for supplies.
When would that be?
Well, let me see. As I finish the stable for the ponies, put a roof on the house, dig a well, build a fireplace so you can cook indoors. Unless, of course, you'll settle for a hole in the roof to let the smoke out the way the Indians do.
Guess we better start with the stable. We don't want the wolves getting at the ponies.
I'm going to go see how Patty is.
You'll do no such thing. Get back in bed.
Now it's time for you two to go to bed. Get late. And as for you, it's your friend. That is going to be just fine. Isn't it? Sweet dreams.
Sort of circled one another. Might say we was getting each other's measure. Well, we just circled. Finally, I just pulled him out of patience. I looked at the bear square in the eye, and I said, "Bear, go on a rostle, let's get on with it." You know what that bear done?
Well,
right there, he snipped and hammered off.
That's a good way for Mr. Edwards to drive any bear off.
Hey, Edward! Huh? Use a hand out.
Oh, sure is one for getting things done, ain't he?
He's just worried about the wolves. He has to get the stable up before Patty folds.
Yeah, do it fold any time now, so I best get cracking.
Right. Laura?
Easy now, girl.
Are you all right, Pa?
She's fine, Edward. Be a fool by morning.
Laura, why don't you go in the house and get some sleep?
Now we need to see the baby get born.
Let us stay, girl. It's a fine thing to see a new life come to the world.
I could go.
Hey, stop fretting. These days, I'll sweet talk your mom and let you go on. Take care.
Big people have all the fun.
It's a nice hot stew. I put your biscuits in the way you like.
Thank you.
go away, Pa?
Not too hurry. Reckon I'll go somewhere and sleep before sun up.
Why did they come here?
Followed me home, I guess. I'll tell you what happened. We'll keep it a secret. Just upset Mom. First spotted him when I was on my way back. 10, maybe 15 of them in the pack. Took out after me. Pat Denny's best, but I knew he could not run those wolves, not on flat ground.
What'd you do?
I tossed them all the game I shot. Slowed them up long enough for me to get away.
But you weren't scared.
You bet I was scared.
I don't think Oz ever got scared.
A little fool of Oz gets scared just like everybody else.
But not as scared as Mom.
That's right, not as scared as Mom. That's why it's important to keep that secret.
I'd spit into the wind before I tell.
Girl. Stay tomorrow. I'm going to build us a proper door.
Jimmy goes just fine.
Now it looks like home.
I'm not sorry we sent you.
Of course not. But I could cry when I see how hard you have to work.
Just wish I could have made the cabin bigger. Giving you glass window pane.
I mean it. I don't expect the impossible, Charles. Here.
Mind eating rabbit again.
I don't. Me neither. I guess none of us does.
Have a good day.
Fine. I bet you would like to smoke a pipe now, Paul, wouldn't you?
Right after dinner will be fine.
We'll be able to. Annie has cooked your tobacco.
What is it?
We have some visitors today. I don't get an estate. Nothing happens.
Well, I just gave us some cornbread and the tobacco and they went away. Laura wanted to untie Jack when they came, but I didn't let her.
You wanted to untie Jack after I told you not to? I don't want you ever to go against an order I give you again. Do you understand? Do you understand?
Laura, bring in some wood.
I don't care what her reason was. She's going to have to learn that when I give her an order, I expect it to be obeyed. She's going to have to trust my judgment.
She's just a child. the calves?
They're ours?
Yep.
Oh, look at the little ones. So cute.
The calf was an extra bonus because it was too little to be taken away from his mother.
Now we'll have milk for the children.
And butter.
Are you all right, Charles?
Don't ask, Carolyn, please. Just don't ask.
It's
not scary.
The weather changed, and the air got sharp and clear. Pa said we could expect a cold winter because the fox and muskrats and beavers were growing heavy fur.
Afraid to come home if I didn't. Don't you overdo. Got plenty of woodcut there to last you like it's back from independence. Girls, make sure you help your mother with the chores.
Have a good trip. Be careful.
Oh, don't. Try to bring you back to the window pane. Leave about a week.
Thank you.
lot more welcome if you put that thing down.
I think he's telling us his name.
Oh. Ingalls. Ingalls. Right. Like a good monk? Maxi?
Cet amulette vous apporte bonne fortune.
Territory.
But why not, huh?
Government's going to make a move, half pint.
Move where?
West, I guess.
I'm glad. I'm not. Does Dr. Shane have to go too, even though he's a chief?
I'm afraid so.
It's not fair. They were here first.
an Indian hat?
You're not an Indian. I'm practically one. I got a cheap necklace.
She would wear that dirty thing.
It's not dirty. Pa says it's a sign of a great hunter, and that it protects him from evil spirits. What's that talking about?
Coffee. Oh, thank you, thank you. It seems like an awful lot to go through just for Christmas dinner.
Well, it weren't just for dinner. Not that it won't be welcome there, but you see, I had this here error through for Santa.
Santa Claus? You know him?
Well, you might say it made his squings when I was coming out of the saloon. when I was coming out of the hotel in Independence.
Independence? You went all the way to Independence in that blizzard? You're going to be mad.
Oh, it's been said before. Well, anyway, there he was. There he was, just standing there with his pack mule.
Reindeer.
Well, he uses the pack mule out here. It's more practical. Well, I recognized him right away. Recognized him by his big white beard, big round belly. Although he wasn't jolly enough to be doing any ho-ho-hoing. Well, the old jet, you see, he just brightened right up when he seen me. Hello, Edwards, he says. He said, you remember them pair of red mittens I gave you that Christmas when you was just a sprig in Tennessee? Oh, kept me warm many a winter, says I. He says, here you're living down on the Verdigris River now. Yeah. He said, you don't have to know them Angles girls, do you?
And you said yes.
Well, I sure did, right away. Well, make a long story short, old Santa said he's mighty worried about being able to cross the creek. You know, the weather being bad, and him not being so spry anymore. So he asked me to fetch your presents to you. That is what's in the bag.
Can we see the presents now, Ma? Please, Ma?
All right, now you close up your eyes now. Can't have no peeking. Close them tight. You ain't peeking, are you? Can't stand for no peeking. There we go. All right, ready? All right. There you are.
We've got our own cups now. Thank you, Mr. Edwards.
Now look here. Look at this here. One for you, one for you, and one for you.
I'm going to save mine. Not me.
Well, ma'am, I thought you might like to have these with your turkey.
Like to? Oh, I can't recall the last time we had such a treat. Thank you. Thank you for making this such a fine Christmas for the girls.
Can we look in our stockings, Ma? We already got some presents.
Might as well.
Got a shiny new penny and a cookie made like a heart, sprinkled with white sugar, and red mittens that Mr. Edwards got when he was a sprig in Tennessee. It was the best Christmas ever, not only because he got grand presents, but because Ma took kindly to Mr. Edwards.
Thank you. a lot coming. Carolyn, take her into the river. What do you think?
Go to sleep, guys! Take hold of Jack.
Nothing to fear. I speak your tongue and will give you our chief's words.
Please will start by telling me what's going on.
Ilay Dimar, Seki Eseri. The Osage, who are the people, came to hunt the buffalo, but the other tribes chose instead to drive out the white man. Twice the sun rose and set, while our chief made strong talk. He said the soldiers would come, and it would be the tribes who would be massacred. In the end, all saw his wisdom.
Would you tell your chief how grateful we are to him?
El Bu and Rey Masi.
Thank you.
intend to spend the rest of my days here.
Even when other settlers come?
Plenty of room here for a man to breathe.
Seems to me you said that very same thing when we built our house in the big woods.
This time I mean it.
Oh, Charles. What is it?
We have to get out.
What?
Chadwick. Kansas tribe petitioned Washington. We have to get out.
I don't understand.
The government drew a new line and we're on the wrong side, so we have to go. Blasted politicians in Washington. It just said all of Kansas wasn't open up. We never would have settled here.
Thank you. like to say goodbye.
I don't want to.
Well, me need a half pint, but,
I'll never, never forget you, Mr.
I hope not. I'll be remembering you.
Movie of Little House. And if you've ever read the books of Little House on the Prairie, you'll find that that is actually just about, it's like reading but watching the second book of Little House, Laurel Ingalls Wilder, known as the Little House on the Prairie. Book two is called Little House on the Prairie, and that is the actual, so it's actually like reading the book. There's a few things they had missing, but there's some things that were dramatized in the movie as verse to the book. For example, where they had the wolf attack in the premiere movie, they dramatized it where he was being chased by the wolves, when in reality, in the actual book, he was never chased. So it was just a little bit different, but just about everything that happened in the movie is what actually happened in the book, the second book, Little House on the Prairie. All right, I see we do have six on with us. So what'd you think, Six? Your mic is open, Six. I think he may have his own phone muted, so. But your mic is open, Six, so. All right. Well, you are listening to My Daddy's Records, i.e., My Daddy's Remote tonight. We were into Little House on the Prairie. And, of course, that being the premiere movie, the very first episode of Little House on the Prairie. So, all right, Ruth, we're going to let you take this seat, and then you can talk a little bit about it while we're waiting on Six to unmute himself and see what he thought.
All right. I think it's really good. In fact, we live in a lot easier life than they did back in those days. My God. It reminds me of my grandfather out there working in the fields. I mean, that's a lot of work they did back then. Actually, I did a lot of work when I was young, pretty similar to what they do in that movie.
Yeah. One thing, at least one thing you didn't have to do.
Yeah.
You didn't have to build your own house,
No.
with logs.
Mine was mostly in the eating realm, you know, working in gardens kind of thing, you know.
I mean, today you take 2x4s, 2x6s, 2x12s, and you build your own, they build your house, but And usually it's a contractor, or they could get a contractor to build it with logs, but you don't do it the way they did it, where they actually used an axe and notch everything and build it up piece by piece.
So. We live a much easier life, darling.
And you certainly don't go out hunting in order to eat. I mean, you go to the grocery store.
Yep. I was thinking the same thing when I was watching that.
But these folks, that's the way they had to eat. I mean, if they didn't get, if he missed when he was out hunting, the family went hungry. So it was like, you better be good with a rifle. You better be good with a gun because you didn't want to miss. All right. Well, I'd say with that, just one last reminder, if anybody wishes to get a copy of this program, they can go to Apple Podcasts on their smartphone tablet and just type in Six Eyes Radio. Just two words, SIXEYES space RADIO. Click enter. Two results will pop up there. You'll get Six Eyes Radio. That's for Station 1, which you're listening to right now, and then Station 2, which is Six Eyes Radio Network 2. Click on both, subscribe to both, so you can have all the great programming, which is here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. And then, of course, it don't cost nothing for you to listen, but it always costs us to produce these great programs, and we would appreciate a love gift from you. All you got to do is, if you're a PayPal user, go to PayPal, enter the email address, sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. Got to get my coffee. All right. And then if you're Cash App user, that's when you enter $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4. Again, $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4. And in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift. And we here at Six Eyes Radio Network, thank you very, very much. And, hey, one last thing. If you are on Facebook, go right over to the Six Eyes Radio Network group page, Six Eyes Radio Network group. Join, 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 join. All right. And especially,
good job, Charlie.
And if you got some little kitty cats, your favorite, put them on there. And maybe, hey, maybe they won't, we could get Six to not be so prejudiced against the puppies, especially if they're working puppies like mine, and he'll let them on there too. So we'll have to see. All right. So
I have to get a hug to Trumpet and Diamond, you know.
Right. So, all right. So for Six Eyes and the rest of the gang here, this has been Six Eyes. This has been Six Eyes Radio Network and My Daddy's Remote, My Daddy's Records. And we want to say God bless, good night, and don't forget to listen tonight. AJ and the Squad is going to be coming up very quickly here on Station 2. You call 515-605-9340. God bless everybody. Have a good evening.
Love everyone. Give hugs to Six, too. All right. Night, night.